As we approach the Christmas season, there's a lot to be thankful within the ag industry. I'm Keith Weinberg with your WNAGX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. That is the word. As we made our way through Thanksgiving, now making our way through Christmas, there is a lot going on within the ag industry, but Colin Woodall, the CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says there's also a lot to be thankful for.
Well, it really is. And when you look at all of the meetings that NCBA has been a part of in several of the states across the country here throughout the fall, but especially here in early December, there's been a lot of very positive outlook for the industry. We have to keep in mind that when we look at beef demand right now, Keith, we are at a 40-year high for beef demand. That is absolutely tremendous. And the whole reason we've been able to achieve that is what so many of your listeners are doing, and that is everything that they have done on their operations, on their farms and ranches, in improving the genetics of their herd, implementing programs such as Beef Quality Assurance, BQA, to the point where we are producing the highest quality beef we ever have produced in the history of this industry, and the consumer loves it, and they are sending us the very clear signal that they want more.
We are getting ready to wrap up the year here, sir, kind of looking back on 2025. What are some of the big highlights that you have for yourself as well as the National Cattlemen's Beef Association?
You know, we've had some tremendous wins at NCBA, and these are wins for our members and the entire beef cattle industry. I think one of the biggest ones, of course, is passage of the One Big Beautiful Bill.
With your WNAGX Farm News Update, brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance, I'm Keith Weinberg.